Snyder and Avis Davis. About 2 weeks ago, I saw you guys down there in the Battery, at Battery City Dump, or wherever it was that we were. And there were these 200,000 people. And you got to walk out there in front of them. Is that, yeah, that's exactly what...
200,000?
Really?
I only saw 200.
Really? I mean, what was it like up there?
It was scary as hell.
Really? What's the largest crowd you'd played for up to that point, you suppose?
50 people.
200,000 people.
Slight difference, eh?
Yeah.
And that was the song, the major reason that you were there, because of that No More Nukes song.
You couldn't tell how many people there was until you got on stage.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I mean, it was...
Just went out for a couple of miles.
It was great.
It's weird, because you can't really conceive of that many people. I mean, I can't count up to 200, much less 200,000. Consistently, a 1,000 I can count up to without getting bored. And you really can't look out, and it was sort of like a tableau.
Really?
It was
like all those pictures of Woodstock.
It wasn't as messy looking. And, I always picture Woodstock as having,
muddy.
Being like a muddy kind of.
Yeah.
This was more dry.
Who wrote the song? Who wrote No More Nukes?
We both.
You wrote it together. Do you always write everything together? In complete agreement and concert?
Yeah, Joy says, hey, get your guitar. I got something cooking. She writes the lyrics.
I write most of the music.
How long have you been writing together?
What do you mean you write the songs? I write most of the stuff.
Uh-oh. Forget I asked.
How about this little...
Well, that's true. You do play. Input.
How long has the band actually been together with the name Joy Ryder and Avis Davis? There were other... the name was twisted around a couple of times, wasn't it? Wasn't it the Avis Davis Band for a while?
Davis Ryder Band.
Davis Ryder Band. Mm-hmm. And then it was your turn.
Right. There was Davis Ryder, and then we thought that wasn't descriptive enough, and then we went to Joy and Avis.
Then you went to Mitch. Davis Ryder sounded too southern, I think.
Yeah, we're not...
Joy and Avis?
The Davis Ryder Band sounds very southern.
Like Marshall Tucker and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we dropped it.
Yeah. So now, and then it was just Joy and Avis.
Right.
Nothing against the South.
Now it costs $7,000 just to put the name in lights, Joy Ryder and Avis Davis. And you've been playing in town now. Every now and then I see the name on on the calendar.
Yeah, we pop in the clubs once in a while, Max's generally.
You've been playing in New York City for a good while now. Do you feel a change coming in the city right now? Do you feel the difference now that there are 30 places to play instead of two?
Definitely. And they're starting to play New Wave before we go on, as opposed to, the different clubs in town.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of the...
We had a lot of hassles trying to get the right music going, before we go on to create the ambiance,
Who do you prefer to have play before you go on? What sort of records? Whose records?
New stuff.
As long as it's new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New stuff.
New and noisy.
Do you have a preference? Anyone?
Yeah, but tell them to turn on PIX before we go on.
Oh, yes, come on.
Then you get plenty of new and crazy. Mostly crazy.
Speaking of new and crazy, we got some new and crazy stuff from you guys, right?
Yeah, we've got some tapes here. Well, actually, it's new, old, and crazy. It's
Well, that's better.
Some stuff. What do we have queued up? Is it Can't Sit Down?
Yes. Is that it? Yes.
I think that's a tap.
Further evidence of why this is the most bootlegged program in radio.
Hey, pretty baby.
Can't sit down.
Oh, don't you hear the drummer thumping?
Can't sit down.
You really sick it like I'm crazy.
Can't sit down.
Here goes a band of saying something.
Can't sit down.
Everybody is jumping.
Can't sit down.
You gotta fly by and live by the hip hop.
A crazy town.
Oh no, you can't sit down.
Oh no, you can't sit down.
is Valentine's Day.
That was Valentine's Day by Joy Ryder and Avis Davis.
And before that was Keep a Knockin' by Little Richard.
Preceded by Keep a Knockin' by Joy and Avis.
Featuring Jerry Nolan on drums.
Arthur Kane on bass.
Oh, yeah, and then Phil Upchurch did You Can't Sit Down.
Was that the first version of that song?
I think
that's the first one I remember.
I don't think. We had an argument about that.
We were just talking about that, yes.
Predating the Dovells, or?
That's what we were trying to figure out.
No, somebody said that he did an instrumental version of the Dovells thing, but I'm sure that came out before the Dovells.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, I don't really remember back that far, but it seems to me that Phil Upchurch came out first, and then the Dovells came out, like, as a cover.
It sounded like there was just one mic in the room, and they were just wailing.
Yeah. Well, it's part one and two on that record.
Right.
The song never ends.
Right, but that was the Dovells version before that, and then our version.
With Len Barry. Remember Len Barry? He was the lead singer in the Dovells.
Was he?
Yeah. ABC. Remember him?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, Len Barry. Big Philadelphia record.
I met a guy from the Dovells. He was a bouncer in a club. And he was saying how he was in the Dovells when he was 16 years old and driving around limousines in Miami, you know.
They were big. They got real big real fast. Yeah. And they were on Parkway, which had a terrible problem, not with distribution. Once they got the records made, they got them out. Their problem was getting the bloody records made, because you'd get a record that had four labels on it, none of them for the songs that were on there.
Or
you get one group on one side and another group on the other side.
Yeah.
And it happened all that records were about 4 inches thick.
And very early cutouts.
Yeah, right.
See what you have to look forward to? Speaking of which, we were talking about how a song comes into being, you know, once you write it, you know, what do you do with it? You take it in and play it for the band, a rough copy or something?
So you two do it on cassette or something?
That's basically it. Do it on cassette. And then,
Do you actually play instruments on cassette, or you just kind of go, dum, 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 dum.
Well,
and in this part here, imagine this.
Yeah, now Avis basically, and what happens is we have like a four track, and what Avis will do is he'll do the drums and the bass, and he'll do most of the instruments. Maybe I'll play piano or kick drum or something like that. But Avis does most of the things, and then we lay on the vocals, you know.
Just get a rough.
And then give it to the band, and of course the band does it in their own way. And then we do like a basic tracks where, and we go into the studio, you open up the tracks and everybody plays together. And then what happens is later on, your finished product is your, you know, overdubs and, you know.
And now, from the stuff that we've heard tonight from the various tapes, it seems that you're experimenting with different approaches to producing your music now. You're a little bit fuller in some places and a little bit more produced sounding, and then you're a little bit thinner in other places, mm-hmm. more like you sound in club shows.
Yeah, well, we got one coming up that's just basics from the first day of recording, right? You go in and record all the basics.
Yeah. Oh, as a matter of fact, I like to, since you have people who call in,
mm-hmm.
I like to get opinions, which version they like better.
Okay.
Because we kind of like them both for different reasons.
Okay, this is really something.
They're not released either. Neither of these things are released.
3 weeks ago, Genya Raven mixed a record on the radio.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Now, here's Joy and Avis. They want you to listen to these tracks now. This is the way this is your chance to be an A&R man.
That's right. Let's hear all you folks that have golden ears out there.
Okay.
The first track we're going to listen to is a basic track version. The second one is a polished, slick one.
Yeah.
Okay.
A mixed version. First an unmixed version and then a mixed version. And give us a call at 972-0300 and be an instant A&R person right here on Radio. And the tape is in the other studio, so all I have to do is wave my hand at Mike.
One, two, three, four.
Born out to Beverly Hills.
Well, this is carefully planned. I always wondered what it would be like if I was sitting in a radio studio with nobody to control the things. In any event, you're listening to Radio, and you've just heard two versions of Joy and Avis's tune, and they're going to be here for a while. Paul and Mickey Zone are here from The Fest. Now, I should have gotten this straight in the first place. Those mics aren't live yet because Nir's still over there on the other side of the room pulling the record out. We're going to obviously run overtime.
Yeah, they are.
But everybody that's here now lives in New York City, so there's no reason why we can't do this again. run overtime. So if you now you've heard two versions of the song, you can help Joy and Avis out. Give them a call at 972-0300 and tell them how you which version you think they should use. Are you gonna have an is this what you're putting together, an album now? You guys?
What we want to do is
Hang on, Dan, open that other mic, will you? Okay.
What we wanted to do was we're thinking of doing a live EP, live from New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea where we play at different clubs and tape each time we play and take the best live cuts of each gig and put it together and make a live EP.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That would be neat.
Okay. There's a lot of calls, and we've got a couple of phones in the other room there that you can pick up. And we'll turn over the turntables and microphones to Mickey and Paul. See, it's live radio. I mean, this isn't... this is the part you cut out when you do tapes. Avis dropping the dropping the records.
Hey. Night crew in now. Come on.
Radio on WPIX-FM, New York's rock and roll. I'm John Ogle.
And Dan Near in the midst of chaos.
And I'm Paul Zone. This is my brother Mickey. Hello, Mickey.
And here's some music.